Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the info war.
All right, Tom, you're going to be back in the third hour, and I'm going to play a few of these clips now, but again, making her get an abortion, reportedly denying he knew her when he sent all these photos and text messages, and then what he did to her. I mean, this is so abusive, and this is how these people treat women, children. They can get power over, but they're always on the news how much they love women, how much they love children. But Hillary Clinton chose to represent brutal child rapists out of college as a lawyer. I mean, it's the same MO over and over again.
Well, that's right. I mean, it's really sickening to listen to this woman's account. I mean, her children were, yes, ripped from her, put in foster care, where they were reportedly abused, because, again, we have the text message that comes from Paul Pelosi. At least it seems that way. I mean, maybe we can't say that 100%, but the text message appears to come from him. The number that is in this text message is actually in the lawsuit that she filed against him, and he is apparently, allegedly saying, if you don't do what I want, then I'm going to call CPS and they're going to take your children away. Well, that's exactly what happened last year. She gets about 6 hours of FaceTime with her children every 27 days. At one point, one of her children went missing. And again, you can see the images on nationalfile.com. I know you've been putting them on screen for TV viewers at home, Alex. You can see a man who certainly appears to be Paul Pelosi Jr. with these kids. They called him daddy, according to this woman.
I mean, I've looked up his photos. It's him. And so, wow. And you guys get into all of it. The younger child may be his. Tell folks what she's saying, what she's reporting, that this person that looks like him and has the phone number says he's him. But maybe it's an imposter, a Nigerian scam of some type, a white Nigerian. Right. But seriously, where he reportedly made her get the abortion because he wanted the next baby to be his.
So apparently this is what this nice young lady, Karina Fang, says. She says that he, Paul Pelosi Jr., she claims that he is obsessed with her genetics, that he thinks that she is pure and beautiful and wonderful. And so for years, he was essentially, according to her, stalking this poor woman and eventually managed to get himself inserted into her lifestyle and her life. But she was pregnant at the time. So he forced her under threat of violence, is what she says, to get an abortion, to abort her unborn child when she was 5 months pregnant so he could have the next child with her. But she also, I mean, this is the beautiful irony of these sick freaks, Alex. She says that she tells us in the hour-long interview you can find on nationalfile.com, she claims that he has erectile dysfunction, so he may have never been able to create the child of his dreams with
Tom,
her.
You're taking over next hour. Thank you. Let's go to the clip six, Pelosi forced abortion. Here it is.
Nancy Pelosi knew that her son was trying to force you to have an abortion. Is that right?
Yes. The very next day, Paul Pelosi, well, the reason why I had an abortion, so it started because Paul Pelosi Jr. said he wanted me to have his child and no one else's. And Paul Pelosi Jr. has been mad at me for having 3 children already. However, this time he caught me while being pregnant. So he must stop my pregnancy before I have another child that does not belong to him. So I tried to tell his mother about what Paul Pelosi Jr. forced me to do. And right after my abortion, his mother declared on her website right away that she was pro-abortion. So I gave up right then and there.
Did Nancy Pelosi acknowledge you when you tried to reach out to her? How did you try to reach out to her to tell her about this?
I did not reach out to her because as soon as I reached out, I saw the declaration on a website about pro-abortion. So I just gave up. I understood. I knew her, and I understood what she was trying to do, so I just backed backed off because that would be her usual functions. If she was trying to answer someone, she would just do it that way.
All right, folks, you think this is bad? We're going to get into the really hardcore stuff straight. InfoWarsStore.com. We have a new product, and we got several thousand of these in, and they're going to sell out in a few days at the rate we're selling them. I want to thank the listeners for getting it, but this really is a game-changing toothpaste, and it doesn't compete with Super Blue that's fortified with colloidal silver and iodine and fluoride-free, the adult or the children's. These are both excellent toothpaste concentrates that don't have fillers. People love it. This is a whitening toothpaste that also has the above sea coral calcium that also cleans but also remineralizes the teeth. Then it has the patented silver sol, silver in it to knock out the bacteria that cause gingivitis. This is all proven. You can make claims with this. But I have to tell you, no one has a toothpaste this good for knocking out the bacteria, the viruses, and cleaning the teeth in a healthy way that doesn't strip away the enamel. So we're really proud of it. It funds the operation. InfoWarsStore.com. That's why we're still on air, thanks to you.
We've got it.
Waging war on corruption.
All right, you want to go?
It's Alex Jones, coming to you live from the front lines of the Info War.
Their whole house of cards is coming down in a big, big way. Now, there's a report up on InfoWars.com from Kellen McBrain, and it links to a True Pundit report that lists the FBI agent that was investigating this and mysteriously died, listed others who were investigating this and mysteriously died. And when you listen to the interview with a confirmed investigator that the FBI hired a few years ago to do this, investigating the Epstein case, or the FBI, it's just chilling. Then the individual did go in, report this directly to the FBI. They opened an investigation, and the FBI agent heading up the investigation died. We have the name, all the info. We pulled it up. It's confirmed. And this is exactly what's been reported to me, not just by Kathy O'Brien, but others. And researching the type of rituals these groups do, this is exactly what they do. And then you add people being killed in and around this, and all these state senators and people that have been investigating things like this getting killed. It's just incredible. We know they're doing this. We know Epstein was doing this. You know, this whole thing with the prince and the queen's son and how it's a 17-year-old girl and he's lying about it. They know their stuff a lot worse. So they've chosen to focus in on that. That's why he's doing interviews. That's why he's looking guilty, because it diverts everything off to a 17-year-old woman who was a sex slave and recruited when she was 14. And obviously he did it. It's true, and we know it. And they have all the evidence. But that's the tip of the iceberg, is the girls that look 20, but they're 15. Then they go, oh, you're corrupted. That's how they corrupt the government people. That's how they corrupt the scientific establishment to get them under their control. This is a Ponzi scheme. And now the whole thing is coming down. Now, this is a 30-minute interview, and I have real trouble listening to it because it's real. And it fits into what Ted Gunderson laid out and so much more in The Finders and how they would cut the children's feet to get the blood in the rituals because they didn't want you to see the cuts and the exact type of things they were up to. And, again, we know this case was opened up. We know the FBI agent over it did die. We know in the early stages of the investigation they used other investigators because they were having to hide it from the rest of the Bureau because there's deep staters in there, and they get greenlit from Trump, which has happened. That's the good thing Trump's been doing, is going after the perverts. He's not into this. Going after the Satanist. Perverts is too kind of a name. But before I get to this, let's go ahead and play a senator and a congressman come out and talk about the American people not buying the official story of Epstein and nothing hurting confidence in the system like it. As I've been telling you for months, nothing. I thought it was the Zeitgeist 6 months ago when he was arrested again. And then I thought it was huge when he died. Now, this has got leftists coming up to me and apologizing all over Austin, other cities I go to. People walk up with tears in their eyes when I'm at the shopping center or I'm in a restaurant. They go, I thought you were full of it. I thought you were fake news. But it's, and I thought Hillary was good. I mean, this is happening. Old women, young women, old men. I mean, people now get it because they all heard me attacked in the news for claiming Epstein had an island and child sex and Bill Clinton. I didn't make any of this up. The Clintons kill people. You think I just want to make stuff up to a mafia? I've got to do this because I've been put in this position by God. Doesn't mean I'm some special person, but I'm willing to do it. And that's why I'm here. And I have to do this. And you have to do this, too. It's not fun to expose this. Nobody wants to sit there and dwell on this. But you know what? This is going on a mass scale. Because here's the thing about a Ponzi scheme. You start with a small group. You corrupt the next group. The next group. It's called a corruption Ponzi scheme. Where they get you in on the corruption. And then now the pyramid has gotten massive and they've got so many people involved. State police and FBI confirmed 3,000 Catholic priests in Pennsylvania alone were involved in abuse of little boys mainly, and that most of them reported that it was satanic rituals. This is mainstream news. The deputy pope, the pope's right-hand man, just got convicted of trafficking hundreds of little boys and raping them. Some of them ended up dead. That was barely even in the news, folks. The Pope's right-hand man, the guy he has investigating it, it turns out, has been implicated. And you're like, whoa, are there this many pedophiles? No. They have a network, and they take over. And they go to other people that just want money and power, and they say, you got to have sex with a 15-year-old girl. You and your wife got to do it. And a lot of times it's the wives are like, let's get in there. I want this $10 million. People in key positions, banking, academia, science, and the husband will do it too, and they'll do it. And a month later, it's like, all right, now you're going to have sex with an 8-year-old. And then if you get in a bigger position of power, they go, this kid's been giving us trouble. We want you to go into this basement and beat this 5-year-old to death with a baseball bat. And if you don't do it, we're going to kill you. See, the people think they sign up for power. At the end, they get money. It's paid right back to the globalists. You get nothing but slavery. And those people, husband and wives, going with baseball bats, that old kid's begging, they just start beating their brains out. When what you do is the guy doing it, you go, yeah, let me have that baseball bat. You beat their brains out. Then you get their address book. Ah, and then you know what you do to them, don't you? Yeah. You want to see savage power? They're going to get it soon, don't worry. Because God is vengeance. And you can feel the vengeance coming down like Sunday morning. So, let's start with this sickening first 10 minutes of the interview. Here it is.
Just so we're on the same page and just know, what I plan on doing is I contact the FBI, right? Yeah. If I can't find anybody worth a shit in the FBI, I'm going to try somebody in Homeland Security to come and talk to you. In the interim, I'm going to work on this video. The parts that I like, I'm going to cut up and put in one area, right? And then if they don't do anything with the story with you, I'm going to do a story on it. We're not going to do anything right away because I want to give these guys an opportunity to talk to you. And if they talk to you, that's a story too, that they're talking to you and this is what happened to you. If they're not talking to you, then that's a story as well. They're not talking to you, but this is what happened to you. But if, you know, I just want you to know that when we do a story, we'll have your name and everything. And I'm not interested in doing something any other way when it comes to this, because I think that it's the best way for you to start putting blocks back on top of this. If I can help you in any way, I will, man. I don't know how I can help you or, you know, and if I can do anything for you, I'm happy to try to help.
Before I was taken up to the top of the boat, I was in a cabin on the outside of the boat, being prostituted by my great uncle. And I was led to believe that there were several other young boys in the adjacent rooms that were going to be taken to the top of the boat one at a time, starting with me.
How old are you?
8 years old.
So you were 8 years old and all this stuff happened. When you first got on the... This is like a yacht situation.
Yeah, it's like a luxury cruise ship.
When you first get on the ship, what do you think is going to happen? You don't know?
I was just not aware. It started this activity in my life when I was 3 or 4 years old, if not earlier. So I just didn't question where I was or what had happened to me these times.
All right, folks, we're going to go to break. We're going to come back. And we're going to get into the satanic rituals with little boys and girls and Bill Clinton drinking their blood.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Message and data rates may apply. Individual results may vary. Exclusions apply.
But hey, I'm buying a huge flat-screen TV so I can finally see it without my glasses.
Why not just get LASIK at the LASIK Vision Institute? That's what I'm doing.
My glasses and contacts are a pain. I'd love to finally get rid of these, but who can afford LASIK?
You can. Because the LASIK Vision Institute is offering dramatically low prices and an absolutely free consultation. Just text 211 to 350-350. The LASIK Vision Institute has already performed over 1 million procedures. They use the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology that helps the majority of patients achieve 20/20 vision for a fraction of what others charge. Better vision, better value. The LASIK Vision Institute. Make this the year you finally get LASIK. For a free consultation plus an extra 20% discount, text 211 to 350-350. You'll see for free if LASIK is right for you. That's D-O-1-1 to 350-350.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
How would you like to hit the range tomorrow with a brand new gun? Because the United States Concealed Carry Association wants to give you a free gun right now. That's right, completely free. The USCCA is here to give every responsibly armed American the education, training, legal, and financial protection they need. And today, they're giving you not one, but 4 free chances to win $1,000. Simply text GCN to 87222 to get entered now, and you'll get 4 free chances to win $1,000 for any gun you want. Text GCN to 87222 and get entered today. But remember, these free guns won't be around forever, and you can't win if you don't enter. So don't miss out. Just text GCN to 87222 and get your 4 free chances to win now. That's GCN to 87222.
Forensic investigations, and this is a real FBI group that they hired to investigate. I looked it up. The FBI agent that was on the case did mysteriously die. Was it a year ago? And then the original tape of the first interview came out. Now, people can sit there then and attack True Pundit, and you know, because they've been under a lot of heat, a lot of demonization. And I think that's, you know, reasonable to investigate who's putting this stuff out. But this information is very credible to me from my research. And we know it's what the Clintons are mixed up in. I mean, I'm not going to recount all that again because of the interest of time. But it makes my head spin. The Ed Buck thing and the reports of the Egyptian human sacrifice parties. And the people telling folks about this don't know what it was. They're like, yeah, they're wearing Egyptian stuff. They're simulating murdering a black man. And then black men, 3 of them have died in the house. And Adam Schiff's wearing an Egyptian outfit. These are real diaries. The police have. This is, you know, coming out. Nobody says, oh, that's an Aleister Crowley ritual. Here's the type. That's what it is. So that's the type of crazy stuff going on. And that's why True Pundit keeps getting this stuff, because he worked the FBI for a long time. But what goes on in these rituals and what's described here is what has been confirmed, what's coming out with the Finders case and others that have been documented. And again, take the 3,000 priests admitting to a grand jury task force of a whole group of grand juries that they were running rituals, raping little boys in the Catholic Church at night on Saturday nights. Killing some of them, drinking their blood. I mean, it just gets worse and worse. They get you. It's a black hole. They start you out here with underage, and then it just goes down to killing little kids. That's the basis of it. You notice it's all coming out. And notice they recruit women saying, your genetics are incredible. You're the best. I want you to have children for me. That's what's coming out with Pelosi's son and this woman. She doesn't even know what's going on. She's like, it's weird. He wanted a baby. He said I had, he wanted to, it's the same deal. It's a cult, okay? And I used to hear this again from Ted Gunderson and high-level FBI agents 25 years ago, and I couldn't believe it. And it turned out everything Gunderson said was true. And 3 weeks ago, they declassified thousands of pages of Finders, and I was reading it. I stayed up 2 days, hours every night trying to finish it. I only read through like half of it, thousands of pages. I had thousands of pages printed up. And it gave me a headache because I was remembering everything Gunderson was saying, and it was, they took over this town, they had this, they were doing that, and you're like, this is crazy. The Satanists aren't this powerful. And then I'm reading stuff. This guy's been dead 8-9 years, and I'm reading stuff he was telling me. He goes, well, this is classified, but I don't care, I'm going to say it. And I'm like reading, I was crying remembering Gunderson. And I don't even have the crew, their great crew, to go find all the interviews we did with him where he said all that and then match it up with the declassified stuff, FBI files that weren't even his reports, all over the country. Satan is taking over whole towns. I said I'd air this tape. Just go back to it. Go back to it. This is a reported victim, one of the pre-FBI interviews. Here it is.
That situation.
Yeah, it's like a luxury cruise ship.
When you first get on the ship, what do you think is going to happen? You don't know? Or?
I was just not aware. It started this activity in my life when I was 3 or 4 years old, if not earlier. So I just didn't question where I was or what had happened to me any of these times.
Let's go back to what you said about being prostituted. What happened?
Well, I was put in the room, and for most of the time that I was in the room, my great uncle was standing outside the door, taking people's money and letting them in. And then when he left, his cousin was left with me. I'm not sure if his cousin was alone outside the door at any point, but he was left alone with me on one of the lower decks of the boat while my uncle went to the top.
Some people just come in and they say, you're 8 years old, so they take advantage of you. What happens? It's hard to talk about, but...
Well, there were two beds in the room, and I remember being on one of them at first, and then I remember at least three of the people that came in the room, and the last person to come in the room, the people who came in beforehand, it was like you would expect,
you're raped.
Yeah.
You're raped. These are men coming in?
Yeah.
And at some point, all this happened on one yacht trip, or there were subsequent yacht trips?
This is one event.
This is one event.
Yeah. Okay.
So then at some point, you are sexually assaulted by Bill Clinton?
Yeah.
But what happens with that?
Well, there's a whole sequence of events leading up to when I was raped by him.
Okay, so just feel comfortable to just talk. If you want to lead up to it, that's fine.
Well, there was an incredibly violent display going on, and I don't want to talk too much about that
right
now, but before I was raped by Bill Clinton, my uncle held me up over his head, and his accomplice walked up and slashed across the bottom of my feet with a scimitar and collected the blood in a chalice, a dish with us. He took a sip from it and then walked away through the crowd. After my uncle got a word or whatever, he held me up and tried to get Bill Clinton's attention. Bill Clinton turned around and looked like, gave this look like, what am I going to do? I have to do it. Yeah, well, it's not a room. This is the top deck of the
boat. How many other kids your age were on it?
I only saw two other kids my age, and they were in different circumstances.
Meaning they weren't in as much danger, or they were in more danger or equal danger?
On top of the boat, the only other child was a young girl. I remember there being a young girl on one of the four podiums. Her four podiums like this.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're going to go to break and come back. I'm going to play a little bit more of this. I need to shift gears into all the other news. And I haven't even gotten to the clips of the senators and others admitting that the whole cover-up's collapsing, that America is outraged at government, and that they know the government's involved with Epstein. It's coming down. I spend a lot of time reminding the InfoWars family of listeners and viewers that without you, we won't be on the air. And I spend a lot of time thanking you. But I really think you should thank yourself for keeping us on the air and really changing the world for the better and raising the alarm as modern Paul Revere's. But something I should spend more time on is just reminding you that these products are really amazing. You've got that pledge from me, but you've seen the third-party test out there, the air filtration, the water filtration. The supplements are all the very best you're going to find out there. And you can't fund an operation anywhere else that's fighting the globalists this hard. So it's not a burden to support InfoWars. It really is something that is good for everybody, that stands for justice and freedom and makes your life and your family's life and your children's life so much better. So visit InfoWarsStore.com today.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Wayne has to say.
Extendivite. I have been taking it for about 2 years, and I had really bad heart palpitations. And since I've been taking it, I don't have any major episodes at all anymore. I'm 76 years old, and I still play competitive basketball. Of course, I've taken care of myself really good since I was 60, but Extendivite really helped the blood pressure, really helped the... I used to get really bad episodes of heart palpitations, just skipping beats and double beats. But also I wanted to tell you that I really appreciate your broadcast. They're just really refreshing.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at GCNLive.com. That's advertise at GCNLive.com.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones.
Okay. In about 25, 30 minutes, I'm going to get in my car, and I'm going to drive up to North Austin, where President Trump is going to be at the Apple contractor facility. And the crew gave me the address, but it's been buried here in my stack. We'll put it up on screen for folks before I leave. And there's a bunch of leftists up there protesting Trump for all the wrong reasons. I'm going to be up there delivering a message to the president that I'd really like to see him take action when it comes to the censorship of the internet and what's happening. Again, Facebook admits that they banned people posting previous clips of Obama and Hillary saying we need a border wall and that people shouldn't be able to come here illegally and get benefits. Now, that's an InfoWars.com article. It's in mainstream news as well. I mean, Facebook is proud of what they've done. They said, we've taken this down to fact check it. And then it got fact checked, and yeah, it's Obama and Hillary. We've all played those clips probably 200 times here since the 2016 election heated up, probably for about 4.5 years. You want me to play him again? But see, that's so powerful to say Trump's a Nazi, needs to go to prison, he's the worst person on earth, because he believes we should have borders. Think about that. And then you can show the exact same things he's saying. By the way, he set his policy according to U.S. policy and U.S. law and what the Border Patrol advised him on, which is what Hillary and Obama had before as the policy. Because if you tried to say no borders, no country at all, no one would go along with that. So it's so powerful to show that Trump's done nothing except his job that they won't allow that. Now, that's history they're memory-holing, to use the term from 1984. Where it's Winston Smith's job to go back and clip through the microfilm, the microfiche, and find things where the government had said one thing a year before, or 2 years before, or 6 months before, sometimes a day before, that was contradictory to what they're saying now. We've never been at war with East Asia. Day later, we've always been at war with East Asia. And if you said the next day, hey, they just said last week we were never at war with East Asia, now they're saying we're always at war, they kill you. Because everything's an open-air forced labor camp. That's always the leftist utopia. Once, oh, it's not a job. It's an honor to work for free for the system. Why do the elites have helicopters and caviar and they can have 5 kids, but we can't? You're dead. But first, we're going to torture you until you give us your soul. George Orwell, folks, I'm not going to go into a George Orwell spiel. This woman named Eric Blair, part of an elite family of aristocratic brain trust in England. I've read all his essays. Head of the Fabian Society until he resigned from it. That's the head group, okay? And when they finally let him into the Satanist group, he said, I'm not into stomping on the human face forever. And they said, listen, Winston, Mr. Blair, Mr. Orwell, we want to trample and be trampled upon. We want to destroy humanity and bring it down. We're here to destroy the species. And he said, I'm not in the club anymore. And he died 1 year after it was published. He was living in hiding, by the way, by then. He was so freaked out when they went, by the way, we're not really communists that want to empower everybody. We're devil worshippers. Because he had been a secret police officer in India. He then fought for the communists against Hitler in the Spanish Civil War. War hero, got shot through the throat, everything. Then he'd worked as one of the top propagandists at BBC during World War II and was the head of the Fabian Society until they went, by the way, you're just the public head. Here's the real group. And that's when we went, whoa. We don't want to empower humanity. We're not killing people and lying for a greater good. We're doing it to hurt people. And they said, yep. So remember that Facebook now, 4 months ago, it's you can't say Alex Jones's name unless it's negative. And now it's you can't show clips of Obama or Hillary saying build a wall, build a border, arrest people that are here illegally. And that's why I'm protesting Trump. Enough is enough. That isn't them censoring what they want as a private company. That's panopticonic AI control saying you can't share Hong Kong or Taiwan or the Vietnam flags because China does. And you can't share Winnie the Pooh. It's pre-control. Imagine if the Chi-Com said we don't want the letter X or the letter A in your alphabet. Would Apple remove a letter out of the alphabet? It's destroying language. It's cult-like. It's authoritarian. It's dangerous. And Trump is enamored with Tim Cook because of Ivanka and Jared Kushner. And I'm not going to sit here and put up with this crap. You know, I'm not going to play any more of the hour-long interview with this poor young man. It's up on Infowars.com if you want to go see it. I can't listen to any more of it, but it gets a lot worse. But they cutting little girls up and all the stuff, and it's disgusting. I mean, it's you have to understand that I've actually researched this because I ran into this when I was a teenager. And I didn't know that we'd moved to a town that had been taken over by it. What do you think was the richest county in Texas when I lived there? And that's wherever the money is where you're going to find this stuff. And I never took part in rituals, but I got fooled into going to them twice and got out. And had to kick some ass one time. And, you know, they didn't want me to diddle me and stuff. They wanted me on the dark side to be an operative. And thank God, I didn't get caught up in it. Because I was taking a liking to the outer rings of it. I mean, I like to get in fights, and I like to, you know, sex and all nine yards. And just thank God I didn't get picked up and become a channeler for those people to empower them. Because that's really what they wanted. And now this engine is dedicated to taking them down, and you've got that same spiritual engine, and you need to turn it over to God and let God work through you, and we're going to crush these people together. All right, I'm going to stop talking about this at this point. I have a few clips from Congress I want to play, just showing how this is breaking. These senators and House members did like 10-minute speeches, because that's their opening remarks as leaders on the committees, about how the system's lost credit, it's collapsing, everybody knows the government's covering up the pedophilia. I mean, here's just some of it. GOP Senator Kennedy says he doesn't believe Epstein killed himself. Here it is.
Christmas ornaments, drywall, and Jerry Epstein. Name three things that don't hang themselves. That's what the American people think. That's what the American people think. And they deserve some answers. And I know that you're not in charge of these investigations.
Yes, sir.
But you talk to the people who are. And I need you to take a very respectful message today. Tell the American people what happened. And don't rush it so that they don't do a thorough investigation. But you and I both know they can make this a top priority and get it done more quickly than they normally would. They need to do that. And I'd like you to deliver that message.
I agree with you, sir, but I have no control. I mean, I can pass along the message, but the FBI and the Inspector General's office work on their own time frame. But I will definitely give you their message because I want the investigations completed as soon as possible, too, so that we can act.
I have a feeling you know how to be firm.
And then he goes into the fact, because they're not buying any of it, and they're pissed. It's powerful. Stay with us.
We all hear the stories in the news. The good guy uses a gun to protect his family from criminals, and he's the one arrested. The legal system is not fair, and responsibly armed Americans are political targets. So here's how you can take a simple and rewarding journey to complete self-defense confidence. Simply text GCN to 87222 to discover how the USCCA can give you the training, education, legal, and financial protection you need to truly protect the people you love. Don't risk everything and leave your family vulnerable. Now it's time to prepare and protect yourself. So if you're ready to take your next step as a responsibly armed American, you're ready to truly become your family's ultimate protector. Text GCN to 87222. Discover your life-saving USCCA member benefits today. Again, that's text GCN to 87222.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy. healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and body extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news. Today, you're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
You had some things to hide. Should have hidden it, shouldn't you? Now you're not satisfied.
All right, I was talking to Mike Adams, who's host of the fourth hour today of NationalNews.com. What a great mind, what a great asset for the human future. What a warrior. About what he was going to be covering. He said, have you seen these reports? These are mainstream news reports, like it's a good thing. Children in Colorado don't just have men dressed as women unannounced come to elementary schools in Colorado, not just libraries, and have the children sit on their laps without the parents knowing. Men dressed as women coming to have contact with your children. Grooming. They admit they're grooming. You want to play the videos? He said, have you seen this? And I saw that before the show, and that made me go into more of a rage. Talk about triggering. I literally just started screaming after I hung up the phone from talking to him this morning. He's now written the article. It's going up on InfoWars.com. It's happening. Colorado public schools now requiring students to role play child sacrifice poems as part of rape training indoctrination. They should tell poems about children being sacrificed to Moloch. I played you a famous Italian silence film that was the impetus for Mussolini's party, where they engage in mock human child sacrifice of children. And Mussolini wrote about it and talked about it and inspired Hitler, who was a Luciferian and followed the Theosophic Society. These people are unbelievable. By the way, that's not something I just saw on like Discovery Channel or History Channel. I got really obsessed with history and went through different chapters of history. And, let's probably read 30, 40 books on Rome, and, probably read 200 books on World War II, just stuff like that. The Nazis were devil worshippers. And it came out of this. They weren't just druidic. They weren't just going back to European roots. No, they were into the occult. That's why they went and dug up the Middle East and tried to find all the sacred objects in the Ark of the Covenant. That's not just in movies like Raiders of the Lost Ark. That really was going on. So now, look at this. It's happening. Colorado public schools now require students to role play child sacrifice poems as part of rape training indoctrination. Now remember, it was Colorado began in the late 90s under Clinton death education, where they would roll kids up in blankets, in rugs, and then make them feel what it's like to die. And then they saw massive increases in suicide. They teach girls ages 11 and 12 how to put a string around their neck and how people kill themselves and say, don't do this. You just tie it up on the little peg where you hang your coat in the bathroom, in the stall, and you lean forward and you pass out and you die. And then a bunch of girls would go do it. They knew exactly what they were doing. You don't think South Dakota put out an ad saying meth, I'm on it, meth, we're on it, on accident. These people know what they're doing. It's all a sick joke. It's occultism, because you have to tell people what you're doing openly from the top. It's called lesser magic. They call that laying the cornerstone of a great work. If they tell you what they're going to do beforehand with predictive programming, then they believe it'll be a successful mission. Now, does the governor know that? Obviously, these people don't know anything. But it's occultists behind them doing it all. And once you realize that, it's all crystal clear. So this article goes on. The greatest challenge to covering the events actually taking place in our world is that most people don't recognize the level of depravity, perversion, and evil that has overtaken liberals and Democrats. So they can't mentally grasp the reality of what's actually happening all around them because it's unthinkable. So when a 16-year-old Colorado girl was violated by sexually explicit role-playing assignment in school, where she was required to play rape and sodomy concepts, well, the teacher demanded she read lines out aloud like effed in the ASS and similar language. Most people dismiss the reality because they can't fathom it. That was actually in the major Colorado news yesterday. They defended it. Oh, it's good. It's good. And again, that's creepy adults wanting to act out rape with your daughters and your sons getting off on it. And there's so many good people that want to go into education to help children and lift up the next generation. But statistically, that's where the predators go. You got to watch them and watch them closely. Hell, you see this stuff all the time. Now, is it pedophilia if you're 16 and the teacher's 25 and you have sex with her? No. But it's still unethical, abusive, bad. People say you go to jail for that for a few years. But you go after people under 15, under 14, you deserve to go to prison for life. You hurt them, you go to prison till we execute you. And that's the reality here, ladies and gentlemen. And they are corrupting our children. It's their religion. It's their plan. Now, I want to get into attacks on free speech here. China threatens retaliation after U.S. Senate passes Hong Kong bill. Stocks gone tumble. And here's footage of the Epoch Times, who are just amazing patriots doing a great job. Their publication's the blood of truth. I mean, it's like oxygen. And here is video in Hong Kong of their facility set up by Falun Gong survivors that the globalists tried to kill. And here come the Chi Com military in plain clothes, and they burn down their facility in Hong Kong. That's courage. And that's what we're facing here in America if we let this go much longer. These are masked men in front of the workers pouring gasoline on it and then setting it on fire. These guys did an excellent job. That's exactly how you don't want to put too much out. You want to splash it out, get a pattern of it under what you want to burn, and then ignite it. And then they leave and the workers go in and stop it. But that's the type of stuff the Chi Coms, their military, rolled in openly a few days ago. They were already there the whole time. Now, let's talk about free speech. There's a Zoomer clips put out a good meme we'll try to put on screen in color if we can. for TV viewers. People who support free speech, real conservatives, versus people who support deplatforming and censorship, fake conservatives. And can you click and expand that for me? Thanks a lot. So people can see the full images. And that's the folks that do not support free speech. And then you can see the folks that do support free speech. And again, the globalists are suing us, threatening us, attacking us, trying to shut us down. Only you can keep us on air. Look at this article from National File up on Infowars.com. Dan Crenshaw and right wing watches Jared Holt follow each other on Twitter. Of course they do. They're working together. Dan Crenshaw is a total Trojan horse and now supports the platforming of Michelle Malkin, who's married to a Jew and is pro-Israel. She is now a Nazi because she supports free speech. No, Crenshaw, you're the person that's violated your oath, both in the military and in Congress, to protect and defend the Constitution. You want to brown-nose the system and think you're going to get ahead. Now, let's get some unintentional comedy here. Does Beto realize he's actually supporting the border wall with that hat? Borders are great. We need more borders. He has a hat he's been wearing everywhere. I checked this. It's true. He did it, saying the border makes America great. Yes, we know there's some great people that live on the U.S. side and the other side of the border. There's also a failed state on the other side of the border. But the idea is there's a border there, buddy. That means it's controlled, like a door on your house or a screen on your window, so you decide what comes in. That's why we wear clothing. It's a border. It's why our cells have a membrane and plant cells have a wall, because that's how you partition things. But it's as dumb as the meth we're on it thing. The way these psychos, like, miss a lot of stuff. They're cunning. They know how to manipulate. They know how to lie. But it's like they're not alive. It's like they're missing the spark of getting jokes or getting the real meaning of things. They don't have depth. They're machine-like. They're reptile-like. By the way, speaking of that, David Icke, the guy that does think reptoids secretly rule the earth, hell, he might be right the way this is going. They sure as hell act like him. He's on the show next week for 2 hours. Look forward to that. They always told me the lizard guy. You're the guy that thinks the lizard's right. I'm like, no, I'm not the guy that thinks that. I just know the people running things really are devil worshippers and think they're bringing entities into them and do horrible crimes. They believe, like a Dungeons and Dragons game, to move up the demon they get. Okay? Yeah. There's people that want to be possessed. And not all these demons operate like Slimer or Linda Blair. They behave like Hillary Clinton. And just you need to know, the aliens are walking amongst you, folks. It's interdimensional. They take over our bodies. Every culture knew it. It's real. It's real. It's a fact. The Bible's right. Your church won't tell you this stuff now, though. We'll be right back.
How would you like to hit the range tomorrow with a brand new gun? Because the United States Concealed Carry Association wants to give you a free gun right now. That's right, completely free. The USCCA is here to give every responsibly armed American the education, training, legal, and financial protection they need. And today, they're giving you not one, but four free chances to win $1,000. Simply text GCN to 87222 to get entered now, and you'll get four free chances to win $1,000 for any gun you want. Text GCN to 87222 and get entered today. But remember, these free guns won't be around forever, and you can't win if you don't enter. So don't miss out. Just text GCN to 87222 and get your four free chances to win now. That's GCN to 87222.